The soft bigotry of low expectation, I believe, is a phrase which represents mainstream discrimination in the form of having low expectation for children belonging to ethnic or racial minority groups. In short, I believe most teachers believe that children coming from what they identify as socially disadvantaged homes, in reference, of course, to their socioeconomical conditions and how they believe it correlates to their race and ethnicity, aren't able to achieve high standards, which leads them, the teachers, to lower the bar of expectation for these kids, creating somewhat of a handicap challenge. Now, this in itself, along with the victim narrative that's being pushed by politicians seeking a discussion platform, has led to the acceptable belief that they, the race-baiting politicians, must legislate laws to make things easier for certain groups of people because more cannot be expected of them. And it's becoming more apparent that the only concepts that are working for these radical politicians is defeatism, a popularly circulated idea within the African American and Hispanic American community by these politicians. An idea that teaches that they've already been defeated by white privilege and and a systemically racist society. Concepts that, if seen for their face value, will lead us all to conclude that their only purpose is to keep the flames of racial tension alive and sustain racial and ethnic polarization. It is only through these means that many politicians sustain power. And though they claim to represent your interests, they do absolutely nothing but utilize the race-baiting discussion platform to distract us, the general members of American society, from the fact that they're not really creating any solutions for the communities that they've been voted in to represent. And as structural racism is promoted as the unseen force holding minorities back from accomplishing anything in life, before they begin to aspire towards or experience any degree of struggle, minority children are socially conditioned into failure. As experimental psychologists and social engineers sit back and observe, knowing full well that what is really going on is the promotion of pessimism and a premature attack on optimism. It is fair to say then that if for almost 150 years we've been struggling to promote the idea of equality in America, that we do away with ideas that promote that one group of people are less likely to accomplish things compared to others based solely on race or ethnicity. And from this point on forward, we begin to look at each other not in terms of race, ethnicity, or any signature accents, but instead in terms of our intellectual abilities or our academic or general accomplishments, acknowledging that intellectually unequipped people are not an exclusively minority idiosyncrasy, but instead a universal human trait found on every corner of the world. It is then and only then that we as the human race will propel ourselves forward. By discarding obsolete ideas on race and ethnicity and the limits which we've so carelessly associated with them on behalf of our soft bigotry through our low expectation. The weaponization of semantics. When the word semantics is brought up, many of us instantly identify it as nothing more than the definition of words. But unknown to many, man figured out a long time ago that there truly was power in words, and that man could not only bend and restructure society's perspectives, but that he could also re-coordinate the ideas of right and wrong, and through it, design revolutions and dictate the direction of man's ideological alignments and the evolutionary route of man's psychological development. This proves that there truly is power in words. Power that is determined by how capable an individual is in articulating information while purposely omitting data that does not align with their proposed objectives. Through it, they mold feelings, behaviors, and beliefs. The subconscious mind then plays its part by making a connection between the words that are being used and how these words communicate to our feelings. This in turn creates a backdoor that bypasses the mind's cognitive dissonance and allows for the passive restructuring of our perspectives. Social engineers figured this out a long time ago, They only need but two tools to control society. Syntax, which allows for the engineering of concepts through the compilation of words, and semantics, which governs how word usage affects our psyche. Understanding this, these individuals are able to influence the impact of facts by substituting aggressive words with more passive synonyms, and through it, bypass people's ideological disalignments, exploit their ideological susceptibilities, and inconspicuously restructure their perspectives without them even noticing. Welcome to the future. The weaponization of semantics and syntax.